Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. What an argument. Whatever. Okay, well, normally you're going to hear a 100-word story all by itself, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. It's Saturday. Yeah. Okay, so I'm a day late. It's Sunday. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, Justin picked the topic of Mexican food, and we've got a bunch of stories in this week. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to find out who won last week to see who goes first, and that's, by one vote, it's Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He also does the music in the background here, folks. He's that talented. Even catered. Nardo, did you like the salmon? Yeah, he's just happy. So, congratulations to Guy David, Night Guy Electronica, Night Guy the board game, all of that stuff. Over there at nightguy.podshow.com, I believe. I'm not going to podshow. No, not me. Not me. Here's the story coming right at ya.
Hi there, and welcome to this week's weekly challenge. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and today I've got the story of how I met my wife, especially for you. And if you listen to the music in the background of the story, you can hear her sing. Our first date. I was just a stray cat she collected out of the street and took home to feed, and boy was I hungry. Pretty soon, the sound of something roasting on a frying pan came out of the kitchen, coupled with some delicious smells. Expectation was building up. Soon she came back, bearing the gift of food. It had some roasted tomatoes, sausages, and some other things I couldn't immediately recognize. "What is it?" I asked. "Oh, it's just some Mexican food," she answered. I ended up marrying her. I was always a sucker for innovation.
Wasn't that a sweet story? See, Mexican food can always land the good ones. What, Nardo? Speaking of stray cats being landed my Mexican food, would you like a chalupa? No. He's such a dumb cat. Thank you, Guy David. You can check out more from Guy David at GuyDavid.com. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever link they sent me. We have no rookies this week. Nardo, see, this is the problem when it rains. He stays inside all day. Just such a troublemaker. Let's go on to the veterans. These are the folks who just keep coming back for more. And the first one's going to be J.D. White. Here we go, JD.
Hello, Lawrence. This is Jerry D, and the topic for today, Mexican food. I find to be a little bit difficult. I don't really want to put anything out on the airwaves that's non-politically correct, but sometimes you just have to write what you feel. So, for podcastingisfullofcrap.com, here's my 100-word story for today. Enjoy! What can be said for those folks south of the border? They are just not civilized. Not even close to being like us. We always are kind to strangers, and we always dress in appropriate ways. Our homes are immaculate inside and out. We keep our city streets clean. We never drop trash on the roadside. Our form of government is far superior to theirs, with far less corruption in our public officials. The one good thing I have found is that when traveling from Ottawa to see my doctor in Michigan, they have the best Mexican food in Detroit.
Thank you, JD. Woo. Next up, he's back. It's Ellison. Yay! You can find more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com. Over there at Blogged Ellison. He's the reigning champion. He's won the most weekly challenges, and let's see what happens this week. Next up, right around the corner, it's Ellison.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 83 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme for this week's challenge is Mexican food, and my story is entitled, Hello, Dali. Salvador Dali, the renowned surrealist painter, is thought by most people to have been Catalonian. Not true. He was born in Taxco de Alarcón, Guerrero State, Mexico, in May of 1904. Mexican to the core. It's a well-kept secret. The inspiration for many of his surrealistic works was the local cuisine. His most famous painting, The Persistence of Memory, was inspired by a meal, the digestion of which caused hallucinations that lasted 3 days. Freud and Einstein had nothing to do with it. Most people look at that painting and see melted watches. But Dali always saw tortillas. No, distortillas. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Thank you, Ellison. You can check out more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com, and I've got a feed for him on this site in case you want to check out his stories that he throws in. He's had over 100 stories here on his own, and he made a book, twisted into shorts or something like that. I've got him. I read it every now and then. You know, I bet if Filthy Fluno had a copy of that, oh, his wife would be giggling for hours and hours and hours. Yours is probably better. Your book is better than mine. I got to tell you that. By the way, Salvador Dali. I found a Dali melting clock in Second Life. 25 freaking prims. You could do this in Sculpty with just like one. You know? And the melting part of it, you just put a normal texture on there and you just distort the thing. It would work, right? God. I need to learn Sculpties. Anyway, let's move on to the next challenger. That would be Tom from Footnote. You can check out his stuff from footnote.libsyn.com every few days. It's a little something different. It's like a smorgasbord. So, Tom, let's hear what you've got.
Rice cakes, no beef tonight. I'm on this 1,000 caloric demonic diet. I dream of dancing slabs of cow. I dream of singing wells of gravy. But in the day, it's mostly greens to dine. And if by chance a stray morsel I might indulge, and its taste might ever be so good, my mantra is, spit it out. It's day 49, I can take it no more. It's midnight outside El Charo's original all-you-can-eat. I got a brick, and a glass is gone. It's Mexican food tonight. Double fried burrito, here I come.
Singing wells of gravy. Boy, am I going to have nightmares tonight. Thank you, Tom. You can check out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. Next up the bat is Houston Keys. He's put a new banner on top of his site. I like the old one. You can find his site at tatertotsforthemasses.blogspot.com. Tater Tots for the Masses. One word, like you'd expect. All right, man. This one's coming at you right down the road. Boom.
Hello. Welcome to Taco-rama. Would you like to try a double quesadilla?
It's pronounced quesadilla.
Whatever. Would you like one?
What do you mean, whatever? You should have some pride in your job. What kind of slacker wants to work in a culturally specific restaurant and refuses to immerse themselves in the culture? How can you expect discerning palates to partake with a greeting like that?
Look, buddy, I make $6 an hour. What do you expect?
Fine. If you are that insensitive, I shall take my culinary business to another establishment.
Knock yourself out, bro.
Bienvenidos a Carlos.
Reminds me of dinner last night. Thank you, Houston Keys. You can check out more from Houston. What? Will you stop interrupting me? Let me go to the litter box or something. Make a long crap. That was Houston Keys. You can find out more from Houston Keys at tatertotsforthemasses.blogspot.com. Next up, she's back. It's Daphne. Daphne of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara and the Style Second Style Stylecast.com. It's all in the show notes. Just babbling. Daphne, Halloween's over. Thanksgiving and Christmas are right around the corner. Lay it on us.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy, and I'm sure Lawrence just tried to explain once again what two shows I do with my partner Tamara Kirshner, and he probably messed up the URLs again. So, my first show with Tamara is Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, the show that tells you where to spend your lindens. The website for that is www.daphneandtamara.com. The second show I do with Tamara is Second Style Stylecast, your weekly source for what's hot in SL fashion. That can be found at stylecast.secondstyle.com. It's not that hard, Lawrence. I'm sure you can do it. Well, here's my submission for the 100-word story weekly challenge. This week's topic, Mexican food. Here goes. It's that time of year when families gather for meals and give thanks for their blessings over the past year. This year, my family will be no different. We'll gather around the table and each take turns giving our thanks. Some thank for their health. Some thank that we're all there. Some thank for getting a bike for their birthday. Okay, that's just my nephew, but he's thankful at least. Me? I'll be thankful for our meal. You see, I get to cook dinner this year, and they let me do whatever was easiest for me. So I called my favorite restaurant and got takeout. I'm thankful for Mexican food takeout.
I fucked up again. I didn't even hear this one. Okay, you can check out more from Daphne at www.disney.com or her other podcast at dailysourcecode.com with her partner, King Bonk. Okay, I fucked up again. Thank you, Daphne. It's all in the show notes, all right? All right, I've been having more Jack Daniels than Coke Zero recently, all right? Just makes for a nice break in the day, eh, Sammy? Here's a little something sobering for you. He's back. After an adventure with a dead system, bringing a system back to life, dying again, getting a new system, having that die, no drivers, sending it back, getting it back, no drivers. And now he's got him two networked, so he's got the power of two. It is, in this corner, weighing in at whatever, Caleb Bullen. There we go, Caleb Bullen at BlackTimeMartiniClub.com. By the way, the Black Time Martini Club, he's doing a new one south of Nowhereville. Man, it's looking cool. Your Wednesday nights will never be the same.
Bienvenidos, amigos. Mi amo es Don Caleb. With a 100-word history of Ciudad de Mexico, or as you may know her, Mexico City. Pastor Al's Tacos al Pastor were all the rage in Tenochtitlan in the days before she became Mexico City. People would come from miles around, drawn by the aroma of the cooking meat and fresh tortillas. Spaniards, mestizos, even the occasional missionary came. The only problem was, beloved as his tacos were, his Presbyterian rhetoric was not. Eventually, Don Fernando, a devout Catholic cook, snuck into the pastor's adobe hacienda. And once he found the secret recipe, he killed the heretic and began preparing the meat. Al Pastor tacos made by Pastor Al were delicious. Made with Pastor Al, heavenly.
Delicious. Thank you for coming back, Caleb. Hopefully you won't be taking a break in those kind of circumstances anymore, and instead your next break will be because you've gotten like a month free in Hawaii or something. Unless you don't like Hawaii, then like somewhere you like, I don't know, Iceland. I hear Iceland's nice. I mean, they've got these reserves of geothermal power. I mean, come on. How cool is that? You can check out more from Caleb at blacktiemartiniclub.com. Speaking of reserves of geothermal power. Next up, Chris Carlisle from the Platypus Society and all sorts of other URLs. I never get them right. So just check the show notes. ChrisCarlisle.net, I think, is the one, because ChrisCarlisle.gov would reveal Dick Cheney's secret location. Here we go, Chris Carlisle.
Hello, Chris Carlisle of ChrisCarlisle.net. Yeah, I'm back. It's been a while, but it's good to be back on the subject of Mexican food. I will have to say, I was inspired by Guy David's entry last week, his musical entry, and I got out the old acoustic guitar. There, you hear it? And I wrote a little song myself on Mexican food. Oh, this is going to be bad. But you know what? Here it goes anyways.
Let me tell you about a woman I know. She ain't no model or runway queen. You won't find her on Cosmo or Glamour or in the pages of Vogue magazine. She wears a hairnet and plastic gloves. She scoops up beans and rice all day. She makes minimum wage under the table, working for the Chipotle hair. She can't speak a word of English. She calls the beans frijoles. But you know what? That's just fine by me. I still love her anyway. She's my burrito lady, and she's driving me crazy. Burrito lady, make my burrito for me, yeah.
Have so got to get that out there on the PodSafe Music Network. I mean, some of the shit that Adam Curry plays, dude, this kicks that ass. If music had an ass, which, you know, from the way the stuff Adam Curry plays, you know, it stinks bad enough. All right, you can check out more from Chris Carlisle. Thank you, Chris, for going the extra distance. Now I'm hungry for. Okay, when this is done, we're heading to Chipotle. Although we're probably going to do hot dogs. Check out more from Chris Carlisle at, as he said, chriscarlisle.net. Next up, she's back. I'm saying that a lot, aren't I? Everyone's coming back. It's like homecoming. It's Exes. And Mike Garfield almost got her name right on air yesterday. And I had to correct it. I said, it's sexy, backwards. And he didn't quite latch on to that, but one of the other guys in the studio, one of the guys working on his website, he's clever. So here we go with Exes de la Croix from not only from podmafia.com, but if you check SLCN TV, she's got her own infomercial shopping thing. And I can't wait until that's available via feed through iTunes or download to an iPod, because I never remember to watch that stuff when I get... I mean, first thing I do when I get home... Okay, now I play with the cats a bit, but then I... Unless I fall asleep, and then the cats jump up on the bed and, you know, play with me. You know, you get his other ear. You know, that kind of thing. So here we go with Exes de la Croix.
Hi, this is Exus de LaCroix, and I am with the Pod Mafia podcast, and this is my 100-word story about Mexican food. She was smiling as she got ready to go out for a Mexican food dinner with her sweetheart. She was remembering their first date and how he had wanted to show her something she had never seen before. He ordered her a taco and said, "Go ahead, eat it." She picked it up, holding it like a sandwich. Immediately, the whole taco fell right into her lap. She was speechless and a mess, all covered in taco stuff. His kind look of suppressed laughter is what made her fall in love with him, and with tacos, hot sauce and all.
Falling in love again. Actually, that's better in German, not Spanish. Thank you, Exus de LaCroix, for reminding me that it isn't just a taco. The special ingredient is love. You can check out more from Exus at podmafia.com, SLCN-TV, over there in Los Angeles. And every Monday night, Los Arbolis Open Mic, folks. Get your second life on. Mondays at like 6 p.m. Pacific time, which, if you're in Iceland admiring the geothermal power systems, I don't know what time it is. 1 CET, 2 CET. I have no idea. Well, we've got one more story for you. He's back. Worse than ever. Oh dear. You probably know him as the voice in your head telling you, no, really. It's okay to hit your thumb with a hammer. Far off in the distance on the horizon, you see the stars come out at night. And if you've got wind light, man, they look pretty right before the system locks up and crashes. If you look closely, maybe. Just maybe, with the naked eye, you might see it. It's Planet Z.
We used to go to this Mexican place next to a veterinarian, and we called it the Cat and Dog Hospital. The Mexican place, not the vet's office. We'd go there every day, and you could hear the barking through the wall of the dining room. Strange thing was, as the week went on, the barking got less and less, until there was one or two dogs left on Friday. Then you place your order, and it got quiet all of a sudden. I started ordering salads there, but I noticed something really strange about the plants and the landscaping.
No comment. By the way, I wanted to say a little something. I hadn't said anything before about this. If you check AndrewIanDodge.com, Andrew, who used to stories here, he's recently, he posted up something about a colonoscopy a few weeks ago. goatsy. Turned out there was something in there. And let me just read to you. I'm finally home from the hospital after my operation on the 5th of November. It's been a slightly bumpy ride getting to the point that I've finally been let out. I'd like to thank my doctors, nurses, and other support staff for making quite a traumatic time for us as pleasant as possible. Now, having first-hand experience in both the NHS and American health system, I can speak to the point far better. I'd like to thank all my contributors who kept this place humming while I was away. Oh, yeah, and I wonder how many NHS hospitals have free broadband service for patients. So, get well, Andrew, and I kind of gave him a bit of a shock Friday, you know, messaging, trying to message Andrew, and like, Andrew and I would give each other crap now and then, so I won't go into detail, but anyway, get well, Andrew, and go over to AndrewIanDodge.com and let him know you're thinking of him. And here we go with the closing credits, if I can find them. Music somewhere. And there you have it. a whole bunch of stories about Mexican food. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting.
What? The voting?
That's right. That takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winner, the topic, and the this and the that. I ran out of refrigerator magnets, so I need to order more. I actually need to send them out. What else do you want? Nobody suggested any prizes. Not even bags of gold. I mean, come on. Come up with something. Nice. Yeah. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One click subscribe in iTunes. Podcast ready. All that sort of thing. Also, Zoom. The music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Isn't that great? Also, Guy David's going to be appearing on SL Under the Radar soon. Slandertheradar.com. That's all you remember. There will be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. Post the topic in a little bit. No, it's already up, actually. Three items. One, Celebration, SLEBRATION.com, writing site for Second Life writers. Just starting, Flanagan. Hey, Hammer Flanagan. Hey, wife and boy and page. Put your writing up there. Yeah. Another place to say, hey, I'm writing, I'm writing. I don't have any more group slots for the SL writers groups. I mean, I got to be with Kelly and Air Force, and I got to be with and I got to be dead, and then there's ones for building, and then there's ones for the islands, and, oy. Another one, nextbigwriter.com, or whatever it is. The link's in the show notes on the right side. I don't know if Mike James sent one in or not. There was issues with sending to my account, then his account, then Word documents, and this. That's why I went off. I'm tired of open. Show. Make it easy. Text in the message. And if you send it to my isfullofcrap.com account, it might get nailed by the spam filter. The Gmail account, I've loosened the spam filters a bit, and I'm checking the spam catch. So that I'm checking that from now on. And I'm building, as I see them come into there, I'm building up the post. If it's coming into just my account and it gets killed, sorry. Come on. How much spam do you think I get? Lots. So, please. But don't let that stop you from going to the next big writer and playing with their Drabble contest and all that. Good site. And I've read some things there, and it's good. And they're not as brutal and asshole-ish as, say, the people on the Escape Pod site when they do the... Oh, man, those folks. Pricks.
Yeah, you look at me here and there, and this is impossible.
Oh, my God. I mean, are they getting enough air in their mother's basements? Finally, Diegoland! Cher Harrington and Champion Valiant have,
You're some sort of storyteller, aren't you? Diegoland!
Oh, Nardo. Nardo, you want to go to Diegoland? You want to go to the cat and dog hospital? You'd be delicious. Diegoland in Second Life. Apparently they're working on some sort of storyteller thing, and it came to me. So, that's going to be happening at some point. You want to do that? I'll let you know. Let me know. I'll let you know if you let them know. Champion Valiant and Cher Harrington. H-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N. Diegoland. Is that it? Okay. Thank you once again for listening. Oh, shit. I forgot about the radio gig. HighTechTexan.com, Saturdays, 9 to noon, Second Life time. Or 11 to 2 Houston time. Anyway, thank you once again for listening. Have a great Thanksgiving. And, as always,
Closing.